Hey, what's up? Welcome back. It's been a while, like a week.
We
got the final four to get to, women's and the men's. We got baseball. Baseball starting.
Oh, it started.
College has been going. Big leagues got it underway. You got spring football. Lots to get to.
Yeah, Florida State already got one scrimmage in the books.
So let's get started. Welcome back. It's the North Florida Sports Network. Old school there.
I like when those keys kick in, man.
Yeah. Everybody had a good holiday. It's always a special time for me. I got two kid birthdays around the same time. So it always just reminds me how much older I'm getting.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But we have a Final Four to talk about. We got some FSU football spring. We got some FSU baseball to get to. A little FAMU, maybe. But hoops.
Hoops, man.
Hoops. You got Bama.
They
beat North Carolina in a close game. And you got, they're going to be going up against UConn, who I don't see anybody beating.
Right, right.
And they look dominant.
Bama actually beat Clemson. They'd already dispatched North Carolina, but
yeah, they
beat Clemson to make it to the Final Four.
Well, since we had last spoken.
So they'll play UConn, and on the other side, who do you got?
NC State.
Man, big DJ Burns.
They got by Marquette in the Sweet 16, and then they had to face Duke again.
Duke, and they took care of them. Caught a break to get there in the first place, man. Jamal Shedd getting hurt for Houston.
Yeah, that was huge.
Yeah, that was a game. That's their best player.
Right.
One of the best players in the tournament.
And then you have Purdue.
The Giant, man.
I was wrong about it. You were dead wrong.
Yeah.
No.
Guy took over.
Yeah, he did. I mean, if you don't, it's automatic. Throw it up around the rim, he just grabs it and he's going to dunk it.
Yeah.
It's automatic or get fouled.
You remember when Florida State had to play Ja Morant in the tournament?
Yeah.
First round, I think, right?
Right. But that's a player that's, yeah, go ahead.
And they pretty much, their whole game plan was, dude, just let him do what he does.
Right.
Guard the other four. That's pretty much what your best chance is.
Yeah.
But man, I'm looking forward to seeing Big DJ and that.
Yeah, you got interesting matchup on both sides. DJ from the old vet from NC State.
Right. Started at Tennessee, then went to Winthrop, now at NC State. Second year at NC State, yeah.
Is his girth gonna be enough for that length of Edie from Purdue?
I don't think he's gonna be able to put up 20 something whatever points, but I mean his ability to pass is going to be there no matter what. But I got Purdue winning that one.
Yeah, you know, it looks boring, but it's so automatic, you know. And then if you let alone, everybody knows what they have to do. They finally maybe figured it out. And he's just a problem when he's hitting. If he can hit his free throws.
Yeah.
That's one thing maybe you could get him. And if you're hitting threes, you could maybe get ahead of him. On the other side, Alabama, that's what they're going to have to do to have any chance of hanging with Connecticut.
Yeah, just keep raining.
Yeah. You got to have.
You know, they're tough, man. They're not going to get intimidated by UConn, but, God, UConn's just been killing everybody, man. Until somebody beats them, it's hard to see them losing.
No, I didn't think they were going to lose this year. This is going to go down as an all-time team. First team to go back-to-back since the Gators.
The Gators, man. They got the easiest draw of all time the first time. Playing the first two rounds in Jacksonville. Come on.
Women's game. Everyone's talking about the Iowa sensation.
Yeah, Caitlin Clark.
She put up 41 against LSU in a rematch of that national championship.
Paige Beckers. Beckers. Is Beckers for UConn?
But you still have. And then you have South Carolina, who hasn't lost all year.
Right.
And then you have UConn. That coach is still coach. Gino
Ariyama.
Still doing it.
Still doing
it. So that's
it.
It's really.
623 years
both
later.
Final Fours are going to be interesting, men and women's. I can't remember. I don't know about that, but I'll be interested to see. Who gets there? So you like both one seeds?
Yeah, I think it'll be UConn Purdue.
Yeah.
I think there's a better chance Alabama pulls the upset than.
You could have a Mike Godfrey special.
You could, man.
For the national championship.
Wolfpack. Oh my goodness.
I mean,
Wolfpack and the Tide.
Is he selling Lincolns or?
The Pack and Tide special up here at Godfrey Chevrolet. Celebrating the one time only championship game due to me. I had a lot to do with both of them, guys. Yeah. Both of these teams' success, I like to think it's thanks to me.
Yeah.
Mike Godfrey.
That's the first thing I thought of.
Get you a truck or an SUV.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think it'll be the opposite of that.
Yeah.
Purdue and UConn.
Well, anything else you saw? Like, do you think what's the best chance of beating UConn is Purdue, or do you think it's Alabama? Or you obviously don't think.
I think it'll be Alabama, to be honest with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, me too. And I think they have to do it from the 3-point line.
Yeah.
They have to just get up and have to outscore a bunch of threes. But I said it before the tournament. This team looks like a machine, like a pro team. They're going to win it again.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to see them losing. The maniac they got on the sidelines there, or the bench, whatever you call it.
Yeah, he
what
is.
What do you call
maniac.
It? Side court?
He's on the bench.
Yeah, the bench.
He's on the bench.
The chair bench.
FSU baseball.
They good won series, the series win.
Won the series.
Nice to get a sweep, but I mean, you know, you make four errors in a game, you're not going to win.
That was surprising.
It was.
Been pretty well.
Hey, it's baseball.
Right? And they're back at it this week. Starting to heat up.
Yeah, they got two midweek games and then a series against Boston College.
We're going to get to the Peanut Gallery. It's coming up soon. We'll get Johnny Mack. He's been on all the games. Pretty much, if you watch FSU baseball. I mean,
if you watch on TV, you've been seeing...
Right.
J-Mac, dude, he's on there.
What a turnaround. What a turnaround. Again, I think that lineup is really consistent.
And right.
Makes the pitching staff.
First thing pressure. That's going to stick out between last year and this year is he fixed the back part of the lineup.
Yeah.
I mean, last year, after we were batter number four, it just kind of fell off a cliff.
I think I fell for the April Fool's. FSU to the Big Ten.
Yeah, man, I didn't know what the hell you were talking about when you were texting that. I mean, it's obviously it's been a rumor, but you did. You fell for some April Fool's chicanery.
Ah, that wasn't really.
Yeah, you know, everybody
I was
happens
just
to the best
just,
of us.
Yeah,
I mean, not me, obviously, but, you know, other people.
I mean, that's just something I wanted to believe.
Yeah, you want to believe it. I want to believe it, too. It could happen in like 3-4 years when this stuff in court finally gets settled.
Yeah, that you still have the date coming up for the hearing here in Tallahassee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's coming up next week.
They got to make a decision before April 9th on the one in North Carolina. So you're waiting for that. Just hurry up and wait, man.
But
lawyers and stuff.
FSU football, if you look at from the outside looking in, you would think, all right, this team has lost a lot of talent. I mean, you look at the draft, you know, look how many players you saw the standouts. So, hey, there's going to be a drop off, right? Well, but you know what are you hearing over there? Like, what's going on?
I mean, they don't expect a drop off. There's a lot of hype. I'll call it that.
Yeah,
coming out from Florida State camp. We'll see how much of it is legitimate. You know, strongest team we've had. You know, deepest, stuff like that.
Yeah,
I don't know though.
You know what I do know is that Coach Norvell has gotten better every year.
Yeah.
And I know the talent's there. I mean, you look at a quarterback like DJ, he's got it. I mean, he's got the physical tools, you know. I think he can run the ball.
Right.
There's a lot of upside with this offense.
There's other spots I think that people are
looking at some of the preseason rankings, I would bet. I would take FSU. I like my odds.
I don't expect them to be, you know, top five, top ten. I mean,
No, they're not.
Yeah.
Because those are based on who's coming back and, you know.
Exactly.
Schedule.
You know, and like it or not, whether it has any merit, the last image most of the people in the country have of Florida State was
getting destroyed
in the Orange Bowl.
That's fine.
So,
and then they wouldn't realize who.
Right.
What kind of – that's an unprecedented kind of situation in the sport they were put in.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've done enough of that game.
Right.
But what you wouldn't know is they have more guys and the transfer portal. That's something that's been used to perfection, and it's not like 100%, but it's hitting on – it's still like a form of getting the right fit. And I think they've done a great job at that.
And they
continue to build.
Right. And there's some guys that have been at Florida State for a number of years, you know, different number of years that they signed out of high school that they're expecting to make big steps this year.
Yeah.
So they're basing a lot on that. There's nothing really coming out that says that they look like they're giant idiots in their expectations so far. You know, like Azrea Thomas, he's apparently looked really good, and that's one of the guys that they expect to have a big year, step his play up. Guys like that.
Right.
You know, guys that aren't going to necessarily be household names going into the season, but they have confidence can become those guys. So that's what I think Norvell is saying. And yeah, you know, you lost a lot of talent. You just lost a lot of snaps.
Right.
That doesn't.
That's true.
So, you know, it was experience, but.
You got some key transfers too to help.
Yeah.
Just like you have been doing. And you have a receiver from Alabama, running back from Alabama.
Right. And like you said, they've gotten better every year. You know, the locker room gets more and more filled with guys that have been doing it since they stepped on campus. You have less guys that have been around. I don't even know if there's any guys left from either regime, Jimbo or Taggart, on the team. I don't know if they officially done with all of them or what. But if there are, there's only a couple.
Standard's been set. And
it's a different program right now. So,
yeah,
you know, I mean, I'm excited to see what it looks like.
Yep. You got spring scrimmage coming up. Anything you're going to, I mean, backup quarterback?
I'm more interested in the starter, seeing what DJ looks like.
Right.
You know, receiver is a big question mark, I think, going into the season. Receiver, linebacker, seeing what you're going to do
there.
Lean
on that running game.
Yeah, yeah. Just to see some of the different faces. I would, you know, see Cam Davis. It was apparently, I mean, you knew it going in. He doesn't look like a freshman out there.
No.
Doesn't carry himself like a freshman. I mean, he's a grown man out there, even though he's only 18. So, those kind of things. Excited. It's only a spring scrimmage, though.
Yeah.
Tell you, the real work begins in the summertime.
What's that?
That's when everybody's on campus.
Right. That's the recruiting. You still have a whole nother transfer portal window.
Right. It's coming up here soon. hold on to your butts kind of stuff, I think. We'll see.
Major League Baseball.
The big leagues.
The long 162-game season.
God, right? That's too many games. Nah, it's too many. You really need to play every team in your division. What is it, six times?
Well, they readjusted.
Six three-game series, or is it four?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, it's ridiculous.
I know the Braves are playing the White Sox.
Yeah. Shut them out last night, I think, yesterday. Yeah.
It's good to have a game on.
Former Noel Pedro Grifol, the manager of the White Sox.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Went by Pete when he was here, but I think he switched it to Pedro his last year. Him and Eddie Eduardo Perez.
Well, what else we got?
We don't got a lot.
You don't got nothing, man.
We don't got
You don't got nothing.
Nothing.
You got nothing, man.
You got nothing. Baseball. Fill
time. Do you?
Slow time.
You don't have to feel nothing.
We got to feel anything. Let's talk about something. I'll tell you what I want to talk about. Mm-hmm. Kong versus Zilla.
Okay.
Phenomenal.
Oh, man, that was fun.
It was.
I took my son, the group, you know, right. Cousins, nephews, friends. It was a good time.
Two boys, two girls, right? The girls didn't like it. Boys loved it.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it, man.
It's good
Action
stuff.
Action packed.
It was, man. It was. It's a good time.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, I mean, my best, I like to win, you know, he was breathing fire down that guy's throat. Godzilla, that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I give it two thumbs up on the movie scale. We haven't even.
I give it a solid 6.8.
I mean, it was, you know, it's not. It's what it is.
I mean, if you, yeah, you know,
my son wanted to see.
Yeah, you go in knowing that it's like, dude, I'm not going in here looking for an epic movie.
I had a great time.
I'm looking here for like a Zilla versus Kong, man. Spoiler alert.
I don't know, man.
No, I'm not going to spoil it. But
don't spoil it.
There's some good stuff in it.
Yeah.
My favorite part, by the way, is when Kong just rips that thing apart over his head.
Right. Oh, CGI fun. Yeah.
Covered in blood.
You know, I was watching.
Swatching.
I was watching the one with Matthew Broderick, the one in 98.
Matthew.
And that looked like, wow, how far we've come. You know?
Yeah.
When P. Diddy was on the song.
How bad did they like
that movie? Yeah. Is so bad.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, Godzilla goes in. He's a male, and he goes in and lays eggs in Madison Square Garden, right? And then there's a bunch of little velociraptors because it's probably easier to do the animation. Yeah. So they're like, we got to work a way to get these little guys in here.
Right.
Velociraptors were huge for Jurassic Park.
Everybody loves raptors, man.
We got to get these little baby Godzillas. Hatching in New York.
Listen, our test group says that Godzilla scares kids, okay? So we got to find something to merchandise to the kids. So just throw in some velociraptors.
Yeah,
some
that movie was so bad.
I mean, yeah,
I knew it was bad, but I think.
I mean, you can't put Ferris Bueller in Godzilla? What are you thinking? That right there alone tells you. It's like, what? Just a money grab.
Well, I am.
No storyline, no nothing.
This
was good, though. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it is what it is. All right, Kongzilla.
Kongzilla! Oh, man.
What other movies are out that are good?
That are good?
Anything you're looking forward to seeing?
Me? Can't say that there is, man. You know?
I'll know it when I see it.
Yeah. See it when you know it.
There you go.
That's right. That's right.
Well,
we had to go. Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did.
We got to get on out of here. Our ride's here, but we got some good stuff coming up. We're going to have, we'll talk some FAMU football coming up here in the near future. Going to talk to the OC over there, Rich Henry. He's going to come on. We're going to get the voice of the Seminoles. Going to get him to come on.
Well, all right.
Yeah. Jeff Cohen.
There you go.
Jeff? He's done a nice job.
It really has, man. It's not easy stepping in for a legend like
that. No, not at all.
Like old Mean Gene.
You know, as the genie in Aladdin said, be yourself. I think he's doing a good job there.
Yeah. You know, I never saw that movie.
You never saw the first Aladdin?
Nah.
What?
Yeah.
Wow, man. That explains a lot.
I mean, you know, it's
like Robin Williams.
Right, right.
One of the best voice animated characters ever, I would say.
Yeah, he's good. He's good.
You got to put that on the list, man.
He's a good guy. Just never had a desire to watch him, you know?
Well, maybe we'll get you to watch that and react to it.
I liked Overboard with Kurt Russell. That was a good movie. When I was growing up. Wasn't big on Disney.
Well,
watch a lot of John Candy films.
Yeah. What's your favorite John Candy film?
That'd be Who is Harry Crumb?
Oh.
Yeah, there you go.
I like the John Candy still frame shot at the end.
At the end of what?
There's a few of them. I mean, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah. It's a good one. Uncle Buck.
Oh, yeah.
Great Outdoors. Summer Rental.
Right.
Oh, man, you just go on and on.
We will.
We will.
But we can't. We got to get on out of here.
Delirious.
But, hey, we'll watch the sports. We'll react to it. And we'll talk
Only
to you next time.
Only the Lonely.
Right here.
Oh, man.
On the North Florida Sports Network.
Wagons East. That wasn't that good, though.
We had to go. Our ride was here. We got a shuttle to our